I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. We'll read Genesis to set the foundation, Hebrews 11 and 1 for the base text. Amen. In Genesis chapter 12, the Word of God says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew unto thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, amen, into the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, "Unto thy seed will I give this land." And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence into a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Hebrews 11 and 1. Amen. The Word of God says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I'm preaching on faith this morning. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things that get labeled faith. Amen. But I can tell you something. There's a faith that's got to be more, amen, than just a word or an idiom, an idea. Amen. It's something that is real. Amen. I believe in 1 Timothy. Amen. We preach from time to time a message. Amen. The end of the commandment. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. Amen. That's the love of God emanating out of a heart that God has washed. When it says heart, amen, the Word of God is simply referring to the spirit of a person. Amen. Not the thing that pumps blood in your body. Amen. But the spirit of that person, the very inner portion of that person. Amen. That man is made body, soul, and spirit. Amen. The body contains the soul. The soul contains the spirit. Amen. So he's a triune being, much like God. Because why he said God made man in his image after his likeness. Amen. So God made humankind a triune being. He's body, soul, and spirit. Amen. I'm telling you, what happened to that spirit, Brother Joe? That spirit died in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned against God. Amen. They died just like God said they would. They died a spiritual death. Amen. Man became instead of a living soul, he became a dead soul. Amen. Come on. Brother Joe said this many times, dead things do not go to heaven. Amen. Jesus said it to him. He said, "If any man believe upon me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and behold what? He shall never die." We got people's bodies that went to sleep in Christ out there in that cemetery. Amen. That body has gone back to the dust. Amen. But that soul, amen, that was alive in Christ has not died. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, that when that happens, what happens? He says that body goes back to the dust whence it came, and the soul goes back to God that gave it. Amen. And then what's the matter? Brother, there's a determination there. Amen. If that soul is washed in the blood and alive in Christ, amen, it waits, amen, at the throne of God for a time that God has appointed. Hallelujah. Amen. What's going to happen, Brother Joe? One day, amen, God's going to tell Gabriel to blow the horn. Amen. Hello? Amen. And when he does, amen, he's Jesus. He's going to step out on the threshold of heaven, amen, with a shout and the voice of an archangel, and going to let out a cry. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, those bodies are going to come out of the grave. Amen. And that soul that has gone to be with God is going to come back, going to rejoin Him, transform that body into a glorious body likened unto Christ Himself. Amen. Not meaning to go there this morning, but just kind of falling into that line of thought. Amen. I want to tell you, when God says something, amen, you can carry it to the bank. Amen. The Word of God says of its own self, the promises of God are yea and amen to them that believe. Now, the term yea and amen simply means as good as already accomplished. Amen. When God says something is going to happen, we were talking a few days ago about a lot of the things that are happening in the world today. Amen. And simply put, amen, when you read in this book that certain things are going to happen, praying against those things is futile. It is against the will of God. Amen. No, we don't pray against the will of God. Amen. What are we going to do, Brother Joe? We're going to work while we're here. Amen. Come on. I'm reading an article several years ago. The Chinese church, amen, is under great threat at all times. Amen. The government there is extremely vehement against Christianity. Amen. They said, we do not deal with politics at all in our nation. We simply deal with spiritual matters. We deal with what God has given the church to do. I'm afraid that that's what the church should be doing no matter where we are at. Amen. I understand that, amen, that some places you can have a little effect with politics. Amen. But for the most part, God has not put the church here, amen, to just try to, amen, salt up some politics. He has put us here, amen, to be His witnesses. Amen. He put us here to be His body, amen, and to be His voice. Amen. And His hands and His feet in the earth. Amen. So God had a plan from the beginning. That plan was to live in the heart or the spirit of man. Amen. And have that fellowship with man that God had in the very beginning in the garden. Amen. God had a fellowship with man. It was unhindered. Amen. It was undisturbed until man allowed the enemy, Satan, to come along and to disrupt what God had done. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Now I can tell you, Satan has not changed his business. He is still in the business of disrupting what God desires and God wills. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. Go, you and I, amen, become born again. Amen. A man must be born again because he died in that garden. He's got to be spiritually born again. Amen. That comes from, amen, coming to Christ. Amen. In forgiveness of sin and the Spirit of God bringing about the new birth. Amen. All things passing away. And the Word of God says a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that has to happen. Amen. But after that happens, the enemy sets to work seeking to once again destroy what God has done in the life. Every day, man must rise up. And I tell you, I know we hear these people who, amen, once you say it, you can't lose it. I say, why, the devil, if that was the case, the devil, he would have no reason, amen, to fight against anybody that was saved. But I can tell you, I hadn't found where he read that anywhere. Come on with me. The devil don't believe that. Amen. That's why he'll still bother you, because he knows if he can get you to, amen, get slack and turn you back on God, he'll get you. Come on, Brother Joe. I believe in conditional eternal security. Amen. I believe that's conditioned upon my choice. Amen. Choose you this day whom you will serve, Joshua says in Joshua 24 and 15. Amen. God, Joshua says, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. So God had a plan from the very beginning. What's that plan? He's going to bring about a Redeemer. Amen. Come on. Listen. God has a work to do, and He's got something He's got to do. I want to show us some types and shadows here. And we read out of Genesis this morning. Amen. And I want us to see how amen, God's operation was working here and how it still works today. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, amen, I thank God that He's a seeking Savior. I thank God that He had a plan and He didn't just sit on it. Hey, come on, I said that God, amen, desired humanity, amen, to be free from sin, and He didn't sit down and dawdle and mess about with it, but He got the business. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. If we're not careful, we'll know that God's got a plan and we'll sit around, amen, dawdle about and won't get down to business. Amen. Every day, amen, that we wait on doing God's business is a day we've lost doing the business of God. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. It means that God put us here to conduct His affairs as He leads, as He enables, and as He directs. Why do you think the church is here? We're not here just to, amen, to have a good old time. We're here to serve God. Amen. We used to sing that song when we was little. My hands were made to help my neighbor. My eyes were made to read God's Word. My feet was made to walk in His footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord. For I was made in His likeness, created in His image. Amen. I was born to serve the Lord. Come on. Amen. The reason man exists is for that fellowship and for that service toward God. Amen. But Jesus made it even greater. I want to show us something. Amen. In a little while. Amen. Jesus said, I hadn't come. I've called you my servants, but I've called you my friends. But there is a catch to that friend business. What is the catch, Brother Joe? You're my friends if you keep my commandments. Hey, man, come on. If you obey me, if you truly believe I'm who I say I am, and then you act on that by faith, then you are my friends. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. So God's got something He wants to do in the earth. Amen. The earth is, I mean, it's in a mess. Hello, I wrote down here the timeline. Abram turned 75 years of age, approximately 367 years after the flood. Amen. Look at the condition of the world. Amen. It had got so bad that God sent a flood to destroy it because He said the thoughts of men were evil continually. Amen. I mean, they don't even think good things. They just continually... Take a look at our world today. Amen. You tell me. I'm telling we right there. Amen. We got every kind of a evil that you can imagine. Amen. We got people we're putting in high offices that are filled with all kind of ice. Amen. I watched that sheriff down there in Polk County. Amen. A few days ago, how many busts they had, and one of them was an ex-judge. Amen. Come on. My. Listen. Amen. You know, absolutely knows better. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. But yet men are looking for something wrong to do. Amen. What are they doing, Brother Joe? We read in the book of Ephesians. Amen. Paul says, Jesus, sometimes you walked after the flesh and after your own lust. And amen. Which we had that conversation among the people. But he goes on down and says, but God, who is rich in mercy. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God interjected one day. Amen. I said in the Amen. Just a seat, about two seats ahead of work. Amen, Brother Kenny sitting there this morning. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And Brother Russell MacDonald's are preaching. And there came a divine interjection. Amen. In the life. Amen. Oh, about where that old box is on that altar. Amen. Me and the wife hit that altar that morning. Amen. Didn't come up the same creature that we went down as. Amen. Lou, come on with Brother Joe. Thank God God knows how to transform. Amen. Lives. Amen. But in order for God, amen, to bring about His will in the earth, God's got to get His man in the earth. Woo! Amen. I read in Jameson Fawcett Brown about it. In case you're wondering what that is, that's a conservative commentary. Amen. And one of my favorites outside of Matthew Henry and Matthew Poole's Jameson Fawcett Brown. Amen. Now the Lord said unto Abram, it pleased God, who has often been found of them who sought Him not, to reveal Himself to Abraham. Amen. My. So here God, we see something. Somebody says it's different. I said, really, it's not different. Amen. God went soul hunting. Amen. Come on. God went on a mission. Here's Abraham. He's in Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. Listen, the word Ur means flame. Amen. He's going down and going to pull Abram right out of the flames. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Jude said, a psalm having compassion, making a difference. Amen. Showing there's two methods of
bringing people to Christ. So some having compassion, making a difference. Others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Amen. Jude 22 and 23. Amen. My. I'm telling you, God, had a plan. He goes down to Ur of the Chaldees and finds that man named Abram. And speaks to him right out of the... Come on, Brother Joe. Is that the only one God's ever spoke to out of the blue? No. He spoke to multitudes upon multitudes. The preachers are preaching Sunday morning. Brother Russell's a preaching. But I want to tell you, Brother Russell ain't the only one that's a talking. Come on with me. I said, he's not the only one. God's a talking. He's a talking. Ain't nobody else around me heard him. But I'm a hearing him. Come on with Brother Joe. He's a saying, you know that preacher is right. You know you in a mess. That what he's telling you is the truth. That if you'll come to my altar, bow before me, I'll dip the hyssop in the blood. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, glory to God. I'm glad that song, him hits the thing. I'm so glad he found me. In love, he put his arms all around me. Thank God for a loving God. Listen, I got to hurry. So he's got to get his man. He speaks to Abram. Get you up. Boy, I want to tell you, when God comes and speaks, a lot of times it takes you by surprise on a lot of measures. Get you up. Get you out of thy country. Listen, I want to tell you, we got a lot of folks today who preach this what I call halfway house gospel. That's a lie hatched out of hell. If that gospel that a lot of people preach today was the truth, then God would have said to Abram, get up, and think about getting out of your country. Not what he said. He said to get you out of away from thy kindred. He could have said, you might think about getting away from your kindred, maybe. No, that ain't what he said. Get you up. Get you out of thy country and away from thy father's house and away from thy kindred. Oh, Brother Joe, God's dividing. Listen, I want to tell you something. God, demands that we separate ourselves unto Him. That don't mean you become a hermit. That don't mean, that you hate somebody. It simply means that God becomes first. Amen. Hallelujah. King Henson sung it. I've decided to follow Jesus. Now, if you're going to follow Jesus, you've got to follow Him no matter what. Listen. I followed Jesus a lot of times when the consensus wasn't agreeing. Come on with Brother Joe. I said the consensus. If we go around trying to take polls and ask everybody what the will of God is, after a while you're going to be so mixed up, you'll have no idea. Listen. My sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. If we walk with God. If we hear His voice. I've often sought God in preaching and praying. Oh, Lord, help me to hear Your voice. To be led by Your Spirit. My. How does He speak, Brother Joe? In a still, small voice. But I want to tell you, when He speaks. They used to have that commercial. When He out hunting talks, people listen. I said, would to God, when Jehovah speaks, that people would listen. We have a different world by far. Brother Joe. Yeah, He found me. Where did He find you? He found me in a horrible pit. He found me in the dregs of sin. He found me lost. He found me undone. I'm going somewhere. Faith, the substance, and the evidence. Well, listen. Brother Abram could have ignored what God said. Listen, God's got great plans. Well, Brother Joe, we have great plans for Abram, but what about me? Oh, let me just tell you. God's got great plans for every last human being born in this world. Well, Brother Joe, are they all going to be carried out only to them who were willing to hear God and obey God? Will God carry out His plans? Listen, I want to tell you something. Brother David Talbert often quotes, he said about himself, I can repeat it, that God took a holly boy, down there in the farm dirt behind a tractor, caused him to preach. And Brother David preached a lot more places than Brother Joe. Come on. Oh, he preached in Russia. Preached in Spain. He preached in all throughout Europe. God, from a little place called Holly that nobody probably knows much about unless they've lived around here. But God knows all about it. Woo! Amen. My, I want to tell you something. Amen. Hannah. Amen. God promised her going to have a son. And God, amen, promised amen, her that son, if she'll give him to him, amen, and he'll commit himself to him. He said, God said, I won't let a word that he speaks fall to the ground. Woo! Amen. And when Israel is sinning and backsliding against God, amen, God gave accolades to Samuel. He said, though Samuel or Moses stood before me, two of the greatest intercessors outside of Jesus Christ that exist in the Word of God, amen, though both of them stood before me, I wouldn't listen to them because you're rebellious. Yet, look at what God done, amen, with a little woman, amen, that in the beginning was, amen, could not have children. She was barren. But God come on the scene because she asked Him. That's why she calls Him Samuel, because I ask Him of the Lord. Woo! Amen. You mean to tell me we're going to miss an awful lot if we're not careful? Amen. Because we simply will not have the faith, amen, to ask God, the faith to obey God, the faith to walk with God. I got to hurry. Amen. I was reading, I love Brother Tozier's writings. Amen. Now, Brother Tozier wrote this what I'm fixing to talk just a tad about in the 1960s, late 50s, early 60s. Now, you imagine how much worse it's got today. Amen. When he's talking about, amen, he's talking about faith and salvation. Amen. And he said most of what he's hearing, and he's dealing with a certain sect of religion, amen, that Jesus came to save me. And the dirty, rottenest, and hateful people, amen, didn't come to save him from sin, but he came to save him from having to go to hell. Come on. There's never been a bigger lie hatched out of hell than that. Amen. Jesus didn't come to save me from hell. He came to save us from sin. Amen. Listen, how's he going to do that, Brother Joe? If I will obey Him. Amen. If I will really have faith. Listen, faith does not say that if you got faith in something, amen, now you go out, you got, amen, probably any one of us here this morning won't walk out to that vehicle we're driving. Put that key in and turn that switch and won't have the... If it don't crank, we're the surprisest people in the world. What is that, Brother Joe? That's faith. That's being convinced that something's going to work. Yet, when we if we're not careful, we read out of this book and inerrant scriptures and the Holy Word of God. And when God says something, we'll take it. I mean, we'll take it. We'll take a lot of grain of salt with it if we're not careful. Come on, Brother Joe. Abram! Amen. A man that didn't know anything about God. He's a sinner living in Ur of the Chaldees. Come on with Brother Joe. I said there's something familiar about Abraham and you and I. God found Abraham in the same place He found us. Amen. He's the father of faith. Meaning he's just basically one of God's proteges that He has showed us how God can work. Amen. He finds him in a place that practices idolatry. Amen. They practice all kind of ungodly things in Chaldees. Amen. Their lifestyle is highly, highly ungodly. Amen. But glory to God. God goes down and He speaks to a man named Abram right in the middle of all of that stuff. What happened, Brother Joe? Amen. What happens, glorious, it's a little substance coming in here. Amen. A little evidence. Amen. Abram believed God. What did he do, Brother Joe? He went to packing his duds. Oh! Amen. Abraham, they sojourned in the land. Amen. Abram lived in tents. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. They lived in temporary dwellings. Why? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. It's waiting there for me on heaven's golden shore. And I can't build that home in this world anymore. I want to tell you this. This is not our home. This is not the place where church calls home. The church's home is in a world that is far better than this one. Hello? I don't care what the scientists say. I don't care what the agnostics say. I don't care what anybody else says. As long as I care what everybody else says, I'll never care what God says. Let God be the truth. That's what that book says. Let God be the truth. And what every man a liar. Does that mean every man's a liar? No, it means in comparison to what God is, every man's a liar. Hello? I've never seen the like of people who want to lambblast the Word of God. People stand in pulpits to lambblast the Word of God. We got some in this county. Amen. When they read and somebody writes into the paper and asks the preacher, hey, Amen. How Solomon said, all is under the sun is vanity and vexation of spirit. And the preacher writes back and answers and says, Solomon dealt with bouts of depression. He's a deranged man. God's letting him write the Bible. He's a deranged man. Now, if you believe that, you need to get out of the pulpit. Come on! No, Solomon is not deranged. Come on! Ecclesiastes is entitled a preacher. Solomon's preaching something. He's preaching something he learned the hard way. Come on, brother. I said he learned it the hard way. But thank God he learned it. How you know he learned anything, Brother Joe? Let's arrive at the 12th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes. Amen. This is here's the conclusion Solomon says of the whole matter. Let's all just wrap it up in a nutshell. Fear God. I don't mean you fear Him like a slave. That means you reverence Him for no cause. He is who He is. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this, what is the whole? W-H-O-L-E, the whole duty of man. For God, yes, Jehovah, Jesus is going to sit on the judgment throne one day. He will bring every work into judgment. What with every secret thing. There won't be any secrets anymore. Ain't been no secrets no how with God. He's done seen them all before we ever got there. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. With every secret thing, and He's going to what? Amen. He'll bring it all into judgment with every secret thing. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. Come on. God, listen, He's an honest judge. I know we're hard to find today, but God's still an honest judge. Amen? So God's got Abram. Abram packs his duds. He's moving out. It takes Abram a while. Amen? He moves to Haran. We read a text here. He's in Haran, headed for Canaan. Haran is kind of a halfway house. Amen? God, amen. Abraham could sing that song, He's still working on me. Amen. To make me what I ought to be. Amen. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. He hadn't fully got away from that father's house yet. He hadn't got that father dies in Haran. Amen. Come on. In Padan Aram. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. And then he moves on over there to Canaan. And that nephew of his comes a problem. Listen. If we don't disestablish ourselves from the entanglements of this life, they will become a problem to us walking with God. God told the children of Israel, when you go into that land, you go into Canaan, He said, you better get rid of all of their false gods. You better get rid of everything that's not what I told you that you can have. Amen. If you don't, it's going to become thorns in your eyes and pricks in your side. Whoops! It's going to be an irritant and a distraction to you. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Hear the Apostle Paul and that young preacher Timothy. Amen. He did. Amen. It's just after the mastery. What does he do? Amen. He separates himself. Amen. He isolates himself. Amen. And he makes sure that there's nothing that's hanging on to him. You ever see somebody try to run a race? Amen. They got weights tied behind them. Good sign they're going to lose. Amen. That's what he said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us and run with patience. The race is set. So Abram, as he's called in, rises up, moves out to Haran. Amen. And from there, God deals with him, moves on down. Amen. Into Canaan. Amen. And he's set in a place where, amen, Bethel is to his west. We read that in the text this morning. Amen. And Ai is behind him to the east. Amen. Well, listen, Bethel means house of God. Amen. Ai means heap of ruins. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. He's turned his back on a heap of ruins. When I come to the altar January the 13th, 1985, I turn my back on a heap of ruins. This world is not my home. It's just a heap of ruins.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.